Okay, Memtes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is actually not the language that starts at the top of the page. Ve'ema sounds like it's a response to what the Gemara said previously, and Rashi actually goes out of his way to explain that it's a ba'ay ba'amahi. It's not a kasha per se on what happened before, but really just picking up on the general question about this whole conversation of a young woman who is, you know, originally in her father's home and now switching to her husband's home. What happens if she, again, the conversation now has not been about actually nisuin, right, or irsin, but it's about, you know, the father's shluchim give it over to the shluchim of the Baal, etc. That's like this, like transfer to like that the new home makes a change. So the Gemara wants to know what happens if she goes back. Right, she leaves the husband's home at some point. Does that make a difference? So, Ema Hichada Hajla Benasa Hajla Milsa Kamaisa. So, do we say that when she, you know, goes back, right? Do things change, right? Rashi says Mi Havya Kimisha Lo Nimsera. Right? Do we say that if she was never handed over in that way? So. Amarava hahu kfar pasko Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. That's Shaila was already answered by the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Why the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel? It said the following: V'neder amana ugrusha kol asher asra anafsha yakum aleha. Right, that when an amana or a grusha, these are both women who had left their father's homes and went to the homes of their husbands, and now they are on their own. Right, their husband passes away, they get divorced. So what happens to them? The pasuk says, whatever she says about herself, whatever nether she makes, so yakum aleha, it stands, right? So says the Gemara, ma tamalomar, what? Rashi says, ma tamalomar, lama hutzach lichtov, yakum aleha, says Rashi. What the words yakum aleha seem to be extra, right? So let's go back to the Gemara first, and then we can see what Rashi says. So neder amna gusha kol she asur al anafshaya kum aleha. So says the Gemara, matam lomar v'alo motzeis michlal av u'motzeis michlal abal. Right? She already left her father's house, and now she leaves her husband's house. So elahare. So what do you mean yakum aleha? What's happening? Elahare shemus. So what's the case? Elahare shem. Meaning, I guess the point is it should be obvious, right? She's not in anybody's house. So Ella Harisha Masra Abla Shluchi Abal. So what's the case? The case is the father handed her over to the Shluchi Abal. Oh Shemasu Shluchi Abla Shluchi Abal. Or the father Shluchim hand her over to the Shluchim of the husband. Vinis Armula Baderech. And then he dies in the way, right? They're on their way, and the new husband passes away. Onis Garsha, or he divorces her. They had Erison, I guess. So Heich Ani Koreba, right? Beis Aviya Shalzu, O Beis Bala Shalzu. Where is she? Is she in the father's house? Is she at the husband's house? She's like, you know, in no man's land. So El Lomar Lacha Kevin Sheyatsa Shah Achas Mir Shostaav Shuv Einu Yachol LaHafer. So what's the explanation? Yakum Aleha, meaning the moment she leaves her father's house, that's the end. It doesn't matter that afterwards she leaves her husband. You might think, you know, she just goes back and forth. The answer is not true. When she leaves her father's house, that's the end. She's never back in her father's house ever again. And he's never ever allowed to be made for her nidarim. And that's what the pasuk says, yakum aleha. So that answers the original question, right? And that's what we're saying. We have an answer already, which is that, no, once she leaves, that's the end. Nothing else to talk about. Okay. So Amar of Papa, Afananami Tanina, Papa says, I actually have a Mishnah that will make the same case, which says the following, Haba al Nairam Murasa. A person who has Tashmish with a woman who was a naira who was already engaged. She already had kiddushin. Eino chayev achitehe naira basula murasa v'hi v'savia. So if a woman who's a person, a man who's ba naira murasa, so when does he get skila for that aveira? So it only happens in the following case. It's only true if she's a naira, right? She's between 11 and 11 and a half. She's a basula. And she's me'orasa, and she's be'vesaviha, right, all four. So bishlam and naira v'lo bagaris. I get it. Naira, I understand, and she's not an adult already. Besula v'lo bula, right? She's a besula. She's not had natashas before. Murasa v'lo nesua. I get it. Be'vesaviha l'mute maya. What are you telling me that she's be'vesaviha? What does that doesn't add anything, right? Before we had learned these mishnayos about this idea of being, you know, nimsar, that wouldn't mean anything to us. So what's the case? So lav lemutei masra av the shlichaba. Right, that's the point. Meaning she's veisavia, meaning she's not yet been handed over to the shlichaba. If she had, she's no longer considered an iron mirasa. In the same you know point, it would still be us if you still got killed. You just won't get skila, right? So, but the point being that once there's a mesira to the shlichei habal, so everything changes and she's no longer in the father's home. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afanan Nami Tanina. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, I also have a proof from a Mishnah. Habal ish is ish kevan shenichnas al rishus habal l'nisuin af al pi shelo nivala habal le harizeh v'chenek nichnas al rishus habal. So again, so Nachman Yitzchak says, what's the case? The Mishnah says, a person who's Baal Eishes Ish, a person who's together with a woman who's already married, so once she enters the Rishus Habal for Nisuin, even though, again, they had never had Tashmish, nevertheless, the person who's with her gets Chenek. So what's the language? The language is an interesting language. Again, what kind of language is that? Kevan shenichnas l'rishus habal. And that's exactly the same point. So nichnas l'rishus habal ba'alma. That's all it says. All it says, she goes to rishus habal. And that's enough. So shema mina, we see from here the same idea that once she goes to rishus habal, that's the end of the relationship with the father. And that change is effective, you know, forever in a certain sense. Look at Rashi says, nichnas l'rishus habal ba'alma. Right, tanan. It doesn't say language, it says Rishus Habal. Rishus Habal again is coming to drive home the same point that's the case that we're talking about. That makes this change and a change that is effective for good. Okay. What's interesting is that the last two examples are not cases where the question is asked, like, what about if the husband dies, does she go back to her father? Which was the original question, right? The original question was, right, Hecha da hajla be nasa, hajla milsa kamaisa, does she go back to the way she was before, right? And these two examples are not exactly points about going back, but more about sort of like a status change that takes place at that point, which we know that status, probably the point is that, we know that once that status changes, the status changes for good, you know. But.
Right. Unless all the Gemara is sequel, like maybe the Gemara is just finding raios from a Mishnah as opposed to Braisa and Memchas on the base of just situations where it's going to be, it's no longer just giving into the palace, which just is enough for it to be skila as opposed to
nothing. So it's a skila. No, that's correct. Right. But right, you're saying as opposed to saying, seeing that Rashi points out I hear what you're saying. It is definitely related to that point, but I think what the first Rashi on the page is trying to say is that this really isn't a question on the previous point as much as it's like driving home the point of, again, it might just be driving home the point of the finality, you know, the significance. We think that the Mesira, the Shluchei Habal, is not so significant halachically, right? And so what's the way you're showing the significance halachically? One, that you can't go back on it, right? And two, that the changes from, you know, Skil L'Chenek and those situations, then that itself might be the point. But anyway, yeah. So, but I'm just saying, it's a larger question than just the question of, hey, if the husband dies, does she go back to him? Right? That's one like nafkamina in a certain sense. But the point is that the mesira l'rishus habal has the same significance almost as nisuin itself, you know, in terms of some of these questions. But next mishnah. There we go. Ha'av eino chayv b'mezonos bito. Okay, the father is not required to take care of the food of his daughter. This is a medrash that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshened lifnei chachamim b'kerem b'yavne, that he darshened this in front of the chachamim in Kerem b'yavne. Habanim yirshu v'habanos yazunu. The sons get yerusha, and the daughters get mizonos. They get, you know, taken care of financially. Ma habanim enon yorshim elachem yisazav. Afabanos and Yizonos Elalachamis of Yen. I mean that the Rulos Mizrahim made the Drasha. The Drasha was that we have a general rule that sons get Yerusha and daughters get Mizonos. Right? Sons get Yerusha, that means that they get you know, the full Yerusha from the father, and that really goes to them. That the daughters get sustained from that Yerusha, right? They get sustained from it, but the money doesn't really belong to them. But the point being that all that only takes place when? After he dies. Right, so just like the sons only get Yerusha after he dies, so too the daughters only get the Mizonos after he dies as well. Okay, so we're going to see a number of opinions here on how this works. But okay, so it says Gemara Mizonos Bito Hu De'Eino Chayev Haba Mizonos Beno Chayev. Okay, so we make a lot of implications here from the things that were said in this Mishnah. So first of all, you said the Mizonos Bito he's not Chayev. So what's the implication that the Mizonos of his son he is Chayev? Okay. Bitonami chova hu deleika ha mitzvaika. But it sounds like his daughter, even though there may not be a chiyuv mizonos, but there is still a mitzvah. Meaning mitzvah in this case would mean if he does it, it's the right thing. Like it's correct, right? Maybe a chiyuv per se, but it'd be a mitzvah to do so. So if that's true, I mean that's the implication for the Mishnah, right? Chav's not chayiv mizonos bito, meaning he's chayiv mizonos beno. And it's only chiyuv that's not, but otherwise, even for the daughter, but otherwise that means there is a mitzvah to be on her mizonos. Okay, so mani masnisus, and who's going to be the author of the Mishnah? Because it's not going to be Lorabi Meir, Lorabi Huda, Lorabi Yochanan and Baruch. Okay, it can't be any of the three of them. We'll figure out a way to make it one of them, at least. So, but why would it not be any of them initially? The sanya mitzvah lazun es habanos kavacham lebanim the iske b'tora divrei Rabbi Meir. The mayor said it's a mitzvah to be mizan the daughters, kavachom the sons who are learning, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. That's clearly not our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda says mitzvah lazunas habanim, the kavachom lebanos mishum zilusa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a mitzvah to be mizan the sons and kavachom the daughters, because for the daughters it's even more to have daughters having to go around and shol al psachim to be asking for tzedakah, etc. It's a zilzal for them. So that's why it's a mitzvah lazunas habanim and kavachom labanos. Okay, but again, that's not the mission either, because our mission says that there's no chiyuv mizonos for the banos, which the implication we thought was a chiyuv for the sons. So this it wouldn't be him either. If Yocham and Broka Omer chov lazunas habanos la'achar misas avien avachay avien eglu ve'eglu einan nizonin. Yocham and Broka says you have a chiyuv to take care of the mizonos of the daughters after their father passes away, but while he's alive, no chiyuv on either. Again, also seems to be not our Mishnah. So now we're stuck. So mani masnisin, and the Mishnah is to explain why it can't be any of them. Mani masnisin, e Rabbi Meir ha'amar banim mitzvah, right? If it's Rabbi Meir, he held that the banim is a mitzvah, right? Instead of a chiyuv. E Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar banim nami mitzvah, and Rabbi Yehuda. He said again that the sons are also a mitzvah, but not any more than that, not a chiyuv. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, afilu mitzvah milikin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says it's not even a mitzvah. So this is going to work according to anybody. So we have trouble understanding who is the author of the Mishnah. So Gemara says no problem. Ibayis Ema, Rabbi Meir, Ibayis Ema, Rabbi Yehuda, Ibayis Ema, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So we're going to find a way to explain to you that any one of these people actually could be the author of the Mishnah. Let's explain how. So Ibayis Ema, Rabbi Meir. So let's try to make the answer. Let's try to make the author Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Meir, who had held, he had said mitzvah lazunas habanos kavachomer lazunas habanim because they're iske that they're iske b'torah. So he has a mitzvah of mizonos on both. Which the only problem is that our mission seemed to imply there's no chiyuv for the daughter. Seems that there's a chiyuv for the son. So how do you explain Rabbi Meir? So let's go. Ibai Samer Meir. V'hachigam ha'av eino chayev v'mizonos bito v'hu adin levno. Right. So you'd have to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said ha'av eino chayev v'mizonos bito. So you're going to add the word and also not for the son. Right? That's it. That's you're making a change, right? Ha mitzvah v'bito ika. Right. But there is a mitzvah for the daughter and kavachomer lebanim. Right. Okay. V'hadikatani bito. Right. So why did you teach me daughters if it's really for both? Hamashulan. Filu bito chova hu deleika ha mitzvah ika, right? And so the reason we taught it that way was to teach that even the daughter, right, the there's not a chiyuv, right? But there nevertheless is a mitzvah. So like the chiddush of including daughters is not really only daughters, but to right, you set up the alarm bells by reminding me that it would be true by the daughters. Okay. Yibai same Rabbi Yehuda. Heard about Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that he said mitzvah lazun es habanim v'kavacham lebanos mishum zilusa, but also didn't have a chiyuv for anybody. So what do you say for him? So Yibai same Rabbi Yehuda v'hachika amar ha'av eno chayv mizonos bito v'kol shekin el bino, right? Not chayv on mizonos of his daughter, and certainly not on the son. Ha'mitzvah v'bino ika, right? But there is a mitzvah on the son v'kavacham lebanos, and kavacham for the daughters, again, because of Zilusa. Behad Gatani Bito, again, why I mentioned Bito, Hakamashulan, da filu Bito Chovaleika, right, to teach me the Chiddush, right, here is the stronger point is to say that even though he's the one who's like stronger on the Bas, because it's considered Zilusa, he's still not going to make a Chiv for the Bas. And that's why he points it out. Fine. Vibai's aim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and now let's try Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was when he was held. So he was saying the chiyuv of mizonos is after misa, which everyone agrees, but while he's alive, no mizonos for either of them. So how do you explain that? How do you explain the mishnah for him? So he by the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, v'hachi gamar eino chayev b'mizonos bito. He's not chayev b'mizonos bito. V'hu adin l'bino. Right, he's not chayev b'mizonos for the son either. V'huadin dafilu mitzvah nami leika, and there's not even a mitzvah, right? Okay, so how do you explain the language of the Mishnah? V'aydi debanos la'acha misizavi and chova taninami eino chova. That's why I use the language of chova, because there's a chiyuv that will start once he dies. So the reason we use the language of chiyuv is not to say, again, what was our implication before? Was, well, you said yirah chayiv, means the implication is there is a mitzvah. It's interesting that no, he doesn't use a mitzvah either, but he uses the language of chiyuv because there will be a chiyuv after they die. Fine. So none of them really fits. Great, but they all fit a little, at least to make it fit okay. Okay. So I'm a Rabbi Yila, I'm Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. So now you can feel a little bit better, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Reish Lakish and the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Some say it was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. In Usha, they made the takana that a person should be zanish his sons and his daughters when they are children. Remember, they also would get married when they were like 11 or 12. Right, so he being the father mizonos made a takana, even though midah arayis is not a chiyuv. They made a takana midah rabbanan that everyone has to be mizan their children, both the sons and the daughters, while they are still minors. Fine. See, by lo hilchas akavasei or any hilchas akavasei. Well, okay, but do we pass in that way, or we don't pass in that way? What's the answer? So tashma. So we'll try to provide an answer. Ki hava asa lekamid Rav Yehuda, when they came in front of Rav Yehuda, amalahu ya'arud yalda va'avne masa. Okay, so when they came in front of Yehuda, so they said to him, ya'arud yalda va'avne masa shada. Ya'arud, Rashi says, look, Rashi says, tashma, delay silchas lakavasi. I'm going to show you that the halach is not like him, right? Ela meima arminan lay. It was just something that they said. V'ulai yichalkeim v'yazun ava mekef lo kafina. He said it's a good idea, like it's the right thing to do, but he didn't ever force them, right? And what is this language of yarud? Tanin. Tanin is a...
A jackal,
is this? A jackal, yeah. It's like a Tanin in the Torah is a different. Is a snake, yeah. Right? That's like the staff comes a tanin. The tanin, right? They say a jackal. Okay, but the point is, there's bad things, right? He says who achzari albanav, right? It's like it's considered not nice, right? It would be like right. Rashi says hatanin holi toldosav. Right, a jackal will have children and then make other people have to the B'nai Masa. People in the city will take care of them. Right? So the point is, it's not right. Right? It's not right. It's terrible. It's not a nice thing. But it's not something that we are going to, you know, force on somebody. And that's why, that's the language here, that it's not right. That's what jackals do. They have children and they place it on the city to take care of them. So when they came to Rav Chisda, so he said, no, kafu le'achsisa. Right, Rashi says, kafu machteshes alpiha, v'yamod ze agav shuleha begova shiyishmu kolo. He would stand on someone's shoulders, just to hear him, v'yachriz al'atzmo shu ra mina orvim. He's worse than the ravens. The orva by benai, v'hu gavra lo by benai. Because at least ravens like want their children. He doesn't even want his own child. So it's mefarshi shliach tzibor yamor aleha v'yomer kain al oso ish. Either he would say it, or they would, or they force the person to say it about themselves. But the point being, a person who wouldn't be mefarshi said, you know, give you know mizonos to their own child, so they be give hachrazes against that person. It's terrible that they wouldn't do so, right? And if you continue in the Gemara, the Gemara says, let's just finish on this point. Amru kafu le'asisa b'tzibor v'lekem v'lema, to get up and say or v'bay baneha v'hu gavra lo bay baneha. Right, that he want that ravens want their children, and this guy doesn't want a child. So the Gemara's thing, I'm going to ask questions about: is that true? Do ravens really want their children? So we'll pick up. We'll talk about that. Okay, sure.